What if Treebeard got the One Ring? Would he have been a dark tree lord, or would he have resisted its power? It's a bit nerdy and speculative, but that's what we do on this channel. So let's take a look. Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. On this channel, we dive deep into Tolkien's Legendarium, as well as other great fantasy worlds like George R. R. Martin's A Song of Ice and Fire and Andrzej Sapkowski's The Witcher. So, what if Treebeard got the One Ring? I know it's a bit far-fetched, though Fangorn isn't that far from the Anduin River Valley, where the ring was lost for so long, so perhaps it could have washed downstream and someone could have picked it up and taken it into the forest rather than the mountains, as Sméagol did. Maybe it requires a bit of a suspension of disbelief, but we leave no geeky stone unturned on this channel. So what if he did unexpectedly find the One Ring? Well, to get a few logistics out of the way first, yes, Treebeard has hands and fingers, so he could theoretically wear a ring. And one of the lesser but still important powers of the One Ring was to expand or contract to the size of the bearer's fingers. So if we assume that for whatever reason the One Ring was okay with Treebeard having it and didn't try and slip off his finger, for instance, Treebeard could definitely hold and wear the One Ring in principle. What would happen then? Well, let's start by saying that although Treebeard may occasionally be granted the honorific Eldest, because he may be the oldest created being in Middle-earth, he's still very much a created being, not one of the occasional exceptions in Tolkien's Legendarium like Tom Bombadil, immune to the power of the ring. No, Treebeard is as potentially susceptible to its corruption as anyone else. How powerful or old or wise he was doesn't matter. Gandalf and Galadriel could both be tempted, for example, and how innocent or pure also doesn't really matter, other than in how long the corruption may take. Sam is a pretty classically good character, and he was tempted right away. He resisted, but he was tempted. Actually, let's take a look at what happened when Sam briefly had the ring, because that's probably the best first-hand account of the ring's immediate temptations that we have. Wild fantasies arose in his mind, and he saw Samwise the Strong, hero of the age, striding with a flaming sword across the darkened land, and armies flocking to his call as he marched to the overthrow of Barad-dûr. And then all the clouds rolled away, and the white sun shone, and at his command the Vale of Gorgoroth became a garden of flowers and trees, and brought forth fruit. He had only to put on the ring and claim it for his own, and all this could be. So Sam was tempted first with conquest, seemingly the One Ring's default setting, then what appears to be an attempt to plug into his deeper desires, to be a gardener and create beauty around himself. I think we can expect the same kind of thing to happen to Treebeard. Like Sam, he's never really been one for conquest, as Gandalf acknowledges to him at Isengard, saying, "You have not plotted to cover all the world with your trees and choke all living things." No, Treebeard wouldn't be tempted by world conquest, not initially at least. Instead, we're probably looking at something akin to how Gandalf imagined the One Ring would affect him. As he said to Frodo, he would use it out of a desire to do good. So, in the short term, we probably wouldn't see much difference in Treebeard. Indeed, with him being so long-lived, we wouldn't even see the life-stretching powers of the ring. Who would even notice if Treebeard got a bit older and didn't age so quickly? And when the ring did start impacting on him, it would probably be quite a slow process. Treebeard didn't do anything quickly, and if he did ever decide to actually do something and get the other Ents on board, they wouldn't be hasty either. Not that he ever wanted to be a conqueror, as we've already noted, but he might be stirred into action by the acts of others, like when Merry and Pippin pointed out what Saruman is doing in The Lord of the Rings. We'll come back to that point in just a second, because I do wonder whether Treebeard, like the dwarves say, may have had a particular resistance to the dominating power of the One Ring. We read that, with respect of the rings of power that the dwarves were given, they proved tough and hard to tame. They ill endure the domination of others, and the thoughts of their hearts are hard to fathom, nor can they be turned to shadows. But tempt him it would, and I think it would eventually get through to him, probably by tapping into his best instincts. Remember, Saruman managed to use his powers of persuasion to get Treebeard to release him from his imprisonment in Orthanc. He did that not by winning Treebeard over to his side, but by appealing to his better instincts, as Treebeard explains later to Gandalf. "You should know that above all I hate the caging of live things, and I will not keep even such creatures as these caged beyond great need. A snake without fangs may crawl where he will." "You may be right," said Gandalf, "but this snake had still one tooth left, I think. He had the poison of his voice, and I guess that he persuaded you, even you, Treebeard, knowing the soft spot in your heart." So Treebeard is definitely not immune to temptation to do perhaps unwise things because he is convinced he is in the right. In that instance, it was his sense that all living creatures should be free. Merry and Pippin raised him to anger and action over Saruman cutting down trees and the like. A wizard should know better. Yes, it seems that if you point Treebeard in the right direction, he can definitely be liable to a bit of righteous anger. The fact that the moral imperatives behind that, a desire for all to be free and to protect the natural environment, are not exactly in line with the One Ring's or Sauron's priorities, suggests that this wouldn't be a perfect match for the Ring. So perhaps at some point the Ring would try to escape and find a new owner. Yes, it does do that kind of thing. I did a whole other video on it if you're interested. But the main point is that the One Ring wouldn't just settle with Treebeard. It would still want to get back to Sauron. So if Treebeard got the ring, there probably wouldn't be much of an obvious impact in the short term, nothing hasty, of course, but eventually something would prompt Treebeard's ire, perhaps Saruman cutting down trees, or maybe some humans or elves or dwarves. They all cut down trees too, and Treebeard would respond fiercely. Perhaps everyone, even remotely responsible, would need to be killed to be absolutely sure it didn't happen again, and the land would be forcibly returned to a more natural state with other threats kept out. And perhaps it would happen again and again. Fangorn's borders would grow and all threats removed. However, I suspect that this state of affairs wouldn't last long. The Ents going on the offensive would be so odd after them staying in their forest for so long that people would notice, Sauron in particular, and Saruman if he were still around. And although the Ents, when launching surprise attacks like at Isengard or Helm's Deep, could be very effective, trees are also relatively easily attacked from afar with fire, say. An army of orcs with fire arrows would be very effective at deforestation if they tried hard enough. Treebeard doesn't have any natural magic, per se, and his own army of Ents would only get smaller. There are no Entwives or Entings, so no new Ents. And with Sauron now actively suspecting that the One Ring is in Fangorn, the One Ring itself will try to escape. As fun as it is to imagine Treebeard as a tyrant tree running a fully forested Middle-earth with a rod of iron, or a branch of ironwood, perhaps, I don't think it's very likely. Sure, there would be some bad results of him getting the ring, but they would happen very slowly, and he would be much more likely to be an aggressive libertarian than a hardline dictator. And the ring would always still be trying to escape him and get back to its true master, Sauron. If you'd like to see more videos digging deep into the lore of Tolkien's Legendarium, there's a link now on the left of your screen. Or to support this channel, thank you. There's a link now to my Patreon page on the right of your screen. That's all for this time. Thanks for watching. I'll see you again soon.